That's the wilayah Allah's granted you. Maybe you have difficulties. Maybe you have problems. Maybe you have issues. Things that you're dealing with. Health. Whatever. But you have the wilayah of Ali. As a Shia of Amirul Mu'mineen, you don't want to give, don't trade anything with that. Others feel fortunate, you feel fortunate for that. Let me give you one last story about wilayah, just so we know the kindness that the Ahlul Bayt have towards us. If you go to Mashhad, inshallah, Allah give all of those of us who haven't gone to Mashhad the tawfiq to make ziyarah of Mashhad, inshallah. For those of us who've gone already, inshallah, Allah gives us tawfiq to go again. In Mashhad, one of the things they do is they write down, they have medically recorded miracles. Miracles which have been established scientifically. This is a fact. One of the people who serves as a khadim of Imam Ridha, he was explaining his story. This is one of those miracles. It's established. It's over there. You can go. You can read about it yourself. He says that we were amongst the wealthy people in Mashhad. And I wasn't a practicing Muslim. My mother was very religious, but I wasn't a very practicing. And very wealthy and living the life. To the extent I wouldn't even go and bother to make ziyarah. Living the life. But my family, my mother, she was religious. He said, then I got cancer. So because I had money, first I started to go to all the different doctors, the best doctors I can pay, I've got money. Every doctor I went to, he said, no, brother, you're not coming out of this. You can't make it. He traveled outside of Iran. He went to America to the doctors over there. They said, brother, you've got a few months to live. Go back to your family. There's no use. Money can't buy you a cure. This man went back. But he says, now my state was different. Now my heart was softer. I was gentler to my children, to those who were around me. Children be in the house, they're making noise. Now that I'm only have a few months to live, I'm gonna die anyway. More tolerant, more friendly, easygoing. He said that at this stage, once I realized I was about to die, he said that my mother said, I want you to go to the Imam and ask for shifa. Go to Imam Ridha, ask him for shifa. He said, but I wasn't really a believer, but because my state was that I said, look, I don't want to bother my mother. I'm going to die anyway. I'll go. They start to bring him to make ziyarah. He says, one time when I went, I started to feel something. Once I entered the shrine, I have this incurable disease. He said, but I started to feel something. I told them they were helping me walk in. He said, let me stop. I want to make wudu. He made wudu. He came in. And he came in. Then he saw the dhari of the imam open. Some of the people who were around him realized what was happening. He can see the imam. Not practicing, not religious. A Shia of Ali, wilayah of Ali. He says, I started to see the imam. The imam gave him that cure. Now, I'm cured. He said, I wanted to thank the imam. The imam started to walk away from me. Started to leave. I'm following after the imam. The imam's walking away from me. He said, I remembered from those majalis that my mother used to have that if you tell the imam by the right of Jawad, Imam al-Jawad, the imam, he pays attention. He loves the Imam al-Jawad. So I told him, by the right of Jawad, stop, I want to kiss your hand. Imam said, what do you want? He said, thank you, I want to kiss your hand. He said, I didn't give you cure for you. I gave you cure because of your mother. Go kiss her hand. So brothers and sisters, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, we have the wilayah of Ali, no matter how difficult things are. And we don't want to discount that greatest blessing.